Blog Talk Radio.
Breakfast at your table.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast, or even those joining us through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. Karen White is making her third appearance on our program this afternoon to talk to us not only about her musical journey, what it's been like for her to share the music of Carpe Diem with all of you, but also her upcoming projects as well. As you know, Carpe Diem stands for Seize the Day, and she's definitely doing that. Karen, good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for being back on with us.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure. What's going on?
Well, Karen, we are really excited about having you back on. We're going to be listening to, actually, the single Sister, Sister a little bit later. But, you know, you've been doing a lot since the last time we've been on. And you know, we're going to talk a little bit about your current projects and also what you've been able to do to allow your fans to be able to get some great things from you, too. We're going to talk about that. But what has this experience been like for you, Karen? You know, now here, you know, you had taken this break, as you talk about on your website. Now you're back with this brand-new album. You have the book. What has it been like for you to kind of reconnect with your fans who have been with you, but also to garner new fans as well?
Man, you know, it's been amazing because the world has changed. The business, the music business has changed, and the whole platform, I can reach my audience through Facebook and all the social media. So it's been incredible. And being an entrepreneur that I am, I'm just really just putting out projects and videos, and it's just been amazing. And then I'm acting now. So since I've talked to you, I've landed a part in a new TV show, telling show called Basketball Wife. I know it's not the Basketball Wife from the reality show. It's actually going to be a scripted show. We shot all the episodes already, and I play Kim Banks. And Kim Banks, the banking big banks. I'm a she's a ball player's. You know, she's not married. She's a single girl in the group. And but it's a really funny, hot cast. The girls are gorgeous. And I'm excited to doing that. Then right now I'm just doing a web series called Hip Rock Dreams, which is about an older woman and a younger guy, you know, love, hip-hop, tragedy, betrayal, all of that. That's loosely scripted and based on my life, because that's kind of, you know, a little bit of how I kind of started back into the industry after 17 years of artists that I'm working with. So that'll be coming out. That's hot. You can check out the trailers on YouTube. Just put in Hip Rock Dreams. I got a reality show I'm doing called Married to God or Gospel Girls. We're still haven't landed the title, but that's how you have in the professional women and all women that show how they deal with, you know, how do you keep your faith, how do you keep your spirituality, how do you keep that whole thing of being here in Los Angeles in the entertainment industry. And so that's really great. So I got a lot going on, and I'm really, really happy about just my whole movement. It's because Carpe Diem is not just a song or a title of a CD. It's really my movement and my mindset. It's, you know, being 40-something, coming back, feeling incredible. And, like, you know, what is – I always say this to people, if you risk nothing, then you risk everything. So – stop feeling like, you know, your best days are behind you, because that's not, you know, any way to live. And I'm kind of like the poster child for that, because, like I said, after 18 years being gone, you would, you know, I'm just have a zealous for life, and I think it's infectious.
You know, it is. And, you know, I totally agree. I'm one of those individuals that stay in contact with you on Facebook and Twitter, especially on Twitter, because you're always being inspirational there. You know, and you talk about one of the projects, of course, having to deal with faith. Do you think your faith, Karen, has been one of the reasons why you've been able to stay consistent? Because, yes, the business has changed, but I think what is so important for us is to not feel as though we have to lose ourselves. Do you think one of the things that's helped you from losing yourself has been the fact that you have been remained faithful throughout the years.
100% correct, because when you if you're judging success of who you are by the world standards, you're going to come up short every time. So when you really know yourself, and only way for me, and I can only speak for me, but the way I know that is through what the Word of God says about who I am, how I should move, what success is, what it's not. So when I'm always judging myself, and that's the best place to be in, because, you know, you don't deal with all that junk. Especially being an artist, I mean, you're representing, like, you really are on the chopping block. So, I mean, if you don't really understand that, that's a big recipe for disaster. And I've been that girl before. It wasn't to the degree of being out of control with, like, my character and all that, but it was being out of control with myself, because I was putting too much of a pressure on me to be perfect. I felt like I had to. You know, I didn't want to show this side of me unless it was just so perfect and so this. And I mean, and you can't ever be perfect. So, in other words, you can just put that as fear. That's really what that was. So now I'm stepping out into this whole dimension, and especially after doing, like, coming back and after doing acting. And this is something that, you know, I really always wanted to do. But like I said, I had that fear thing on me because I didn't want to show anybody that I didn't really know. You know, I wasn't a great actress yet, so I was afraid to show that because, you know, but now I'm like, shoot, that's a big part of my whole charm is that I don't feel like I know. And it's one of the great best things that the producer and the director loved about me was that I could take direction, and he could mold me to that. It wasn't a thing where I was already, you know, it was a negative for me. So you'll be surprised, you know what I mean, of having, like, just that spirit of reaching and growing and especially representing, like I said, the 40-some-plus woman, because, you know, you can feel like you're not old, but then you're not young. So it's really easy to get comfortable and to feel like you don't want to stretch because you feel like, you know, I've already did this and the best is kind of already passed, so I'm just going to be content. No, that's not living, that's existing. So what I'm hoping to inspire people to do is to get out there and really live your dreams and seize the day. And don't think just because I got a name, Karen White, I mean, hey, that's just a name. I mean, it still means that I have to do the work, I got to rebuild, it's been 18 years. I'm really an anomaly in my business because who's done that? You know, Tina Turner didn't take, it was only like 10 years. So this is really a lifetime in the entertainment industry. So if I can do it, then you can too. So let's get it in.
Yeah. You know what? And I think, Karen, that is great advice. I think an inspiration for all of us.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have you ever felt broken, beaten down, and not being able to see your way out? Then I have just the book for you. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live and president of Conversations Book Club, and I'm here to tell you about Tonya Goring's new book, Meet Desiree. It's a story of a woman whose faith is tested as she deals with secrets and tragedies. You'll see how she struggles to remain a devoted wife, mother, sister, and daughter, despite the uncertainty and fear that surrounds the events going on around her. In this book, you'll be able to see that it relates to anyone facing life's challenges when your faith is at its weakest. You'll follow Desiree as she shows us the power of forgiveness and, more importantly, of faith. For more information about the book, you can visit www.meetdesiree.com. That's www.meetdesiree.com. Get this book, give it a read, and get ready to have your faith strengthened.
In these uncertain economic times, getting a solid financial footing can be quite a challenge. However, minister, entrepreneur, and author Sonia L. Thompson has written 3 books to help you whether you're in business or facing bankruptcy. Break out of poverty into financial abundance, Seeds of Prosperity, and Business by the Bible are God-inspired tools you need to be successful. Order your copies today at lifeintheWordMinistries.org or at Amazon.com.
For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Of course, a recording superstar, Karen White, is joining us. We're talking to her not only about the journey, but also what she's been doing. A lot of great projects she's been involved in since her last appearance here. A lot of great things for you guys to stay in contact with. Karen, I want to go to the music for a moment because, you know, the single that everybody mentions with you, of course, is the single Superwoman. There was so much, I think, in that song that resonated with women. And I think people really found inspiration with it. You know, what has it been like for you all these years later to see how that one song still does stir people?
It's amazing. And I just really realize how blessed I am because, of course, when you're young, you don't get it. You kind of think, oh, it's just supposed to happen. But when you're away from it and when you get wisdom, I mean, I just look at the phrase. I mean, I'm so happy that women, especially because I'm a woman, and when they say that this music, this song changed their life, it's just incredible because I really had no idea of what I was singing about. I couldn't have because a superwoman, it's a time factor. You have to go through things, and I was young. I hadn't really loved and really the way where you have to go through, endure things, and, you know, that whole thing that a real woman does, because that's really what love is. The world tells you it's different, but really it's forgiveness and having a childlike heart, spirit, be able to, like, when somebody has hurt you, like, what do you do from there? To me, that's a strength. And so as a woman now, I embrace all these things, and when I sing it, I just, you know, it's amazing, and I'm just happy that I have, I have one of those classics that separated me. I mean, that song before, you know, compared to Jody Watley, Janet Jackson, and, you know, all the dance people, because I love to funky, you know, I'm a funky chick too. I love up people, but that song separated me because it was a movement and it was a serious, it was an anthem. And it really gave, it solidified and it gave me validity of just more than just a, you know, a little flavor of the month pop chick, you know, doing, you know, so I'm really grateful.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, Carpe Diem is the new project, and as you said, it's so much more than just the title of an album. It really is a movement. We're going to be listening to Sister here at in the moment. But, you know, with you, one thing that I've noticed, and people go to your website, especially now, Karen, they go to karensworld.me. They'll find not only a video message from you, but also a great opportunity to get some great things. One of the things you talk about in that video message is, of course, because of the way the industry has changed, that has caused you, of course, to change the way that you're reaching out to your fans and able to continue to reach out to them. Talk to us a little bit about the ways that our listeners and your fans can get some nice prizes for you and also to be able to help you along this journey.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. Okay, so the music industry has changed, and the cost, it's come down, but it's still really expensive, you know, to market and promote. And then anyone in business will understand that. So Warner Brothers has a good $1 million, and Karen White doesn't. So I'm asking my fans right now to join in with me on this venture, which, I mean, today's world is a reality world, and I believe people can help the talent. This is just where we are. Before me, there's a lot of artists and a lot of TV shows that have done this that were, you know, where they got pulled the plug and then the people said, no, we want to see the show happen, and they donated. So that's what I'm doing. I'm asking for my, you know, contributors to, you know, fans or friends and all of the above to contribute to my campaign on Song Best, and that's SONGVEST/ Karen White. And in return for that, I'm offering really great packages of, like, one-of-a-kind artwork and coffee table books, and I'm doing, like, a acoustic, small, intimate set for 50 people and live streaming. And so I'm just really, really going all out and above to show my appreciation for you guys helping me sing today and to help contribute to, you know, me being able to still stay afloat as a company and release music. And I'm also, I'm a label, so I'm working with independent artists who are incredible. I want to release music through them, and I'm also working with a charter school that some of the proceeds will help with financial literacy, because being away from the industry, that's what I was doing. I learned about finance. So but it was scary because I had people coming at me, you know, left and right. It was like, you have to understand how money works as a business person in general. I don't care what factor of business you're going to go into. So there's a school here in Los Angeles that helps the underprivileged children in the community and that teaches financial literacy. So I'm a big supporter of that because I hope to one day have hired these young people as my accountants and attorneys and thus forth in the future. So some of the proceeds will be donated, will go to this cause as well. And it's really just about embracing the changes and using all the tools to connect with my audience. So I hear a lot of people say, where have you been, Tim? Why did you stay going so long? We miss your music. So I'm saying you can actually contribute and help me. And in return, you know, it's a win-win for everybody.
It is. It's a win-win for everyone. You know, your fans are able to get something great, you know, really in two ways. One thing, of course, for helping out the cause, but also that means that we can expect more new music and projects from Karen White. So it definitely is a great win for fans. We're going to be giving that website out again at the end of the broadcast. I mentioned the single Sister Sister. Talk to us a little bit about the song, Karen.
Okay, now you're going way back. What? Do you have a new single?
Because
I would prefer you to play that one. But
okay, let me ask you something. What is the name of the new sister? The new single.
Well, the latest one is called My Heart Cries, and that, you know, you can go to YouTube or go to my KarenWhite.me and you can see the video. Yeah, so that's a beautiful ballad. And then I've also put out Seize the Day, which is an up-tempo song. We may want to even play that if you have that, because that's very inspirational, especially for what we're talking about right now and what I really want the whole mindset of to be in right now in today's world is to seize the day. You could play that one as well.
Myself and I am a star in my life.
You know, one of the things that you have been able to do, too, I think, is not only be able to pursue your own passion through music, but also you have been able to inspire other young women. You talk about what you're doing with, you know, wanting to help out with financial literacy. You know, what is that like for you to know that you have been an inspiration for young women coming up as well?
It's incredible. It makes all of the whole suffering, whatever you want to say, just whatever it is being in this industry, having a purpose, having a plan, being able to educate women, and at the same time, it's like I'm talking to myself. So it's a, you know, it's been incredible, and I love when I talk to my young sisters because they really, I realize how much they do look up to me, and I'm, like I said, I'm just really, I have a heart. I really love to pour into people, so it's really needed because when, especially with women, I think a lot of women today, we've taken on the mindset of men. We've really had to become this other type of thing, and I don't like what it's producing because it's kind of like you can't. God didn't really create us to be that. We're a helpmate, and it's. But if you take on what the world is saying now, it's saying, well, you can do what the man does and move like him, and you really can't. You know,
yeah.
There's consequences that come for that. You know what I'm saying? And I want people to understand that being a supporter and a, when you give life, you know, there's just a responsibility to be a true woman, and especially a woman of God. So I'm really, my daughter and I, who I really admire because she's such a giver, but we're going to start a mother and daughter foundation, and I think it's a great dynamic because I think it'll be able to open up to all the women of generations, of the younger generation too, and because we have a really incredible relationship and just how I raised her and the values, and you know, it's just coming from that dynamic of like a mother-daughter, so I'm really excited about us, and she has a show called The Ashley Lewis Show on YouTube too, and so just you're going to be seeing, like I said, just lots of things coming from me because it's not, I believe it's my purpose, and when you come back after 18 years, you better be able to, I mean, it's not something easy. People think it's just, I'm just jumping back in, you know, you don't do this to think, oh, I'm just going to, you know, it really has to be something that the Lord put in me, and I believe that this is really my mission. Everything is lining up because I feel like I'm better than I was in my 20s. I feel like everything is better. So
there you go.
I'm excited about, yeah, you know how things line up? So this is, you
right.
know, it happened for Team Tennis. It happened for, what's his name, with Kentucky Fried Chicken later. And like mm-hmm. I said, you know, we got to really stop believing that, you know, that youth only represents greatness, because it doesn't. You can find it at any age. So you just hope, you just got to keep reaching for it. That's the problem.
There you go. Seizing the Day. That's what it's all about. Karen White is doing just that. The new album, again, is Carpe Diem. You can stay in contact with her and everything she's doing at karensworld.me. That's karensworld.me. And, Karen, if you don't mind, give out the website again where they can go to make sure that they're able to help in keeping the music going.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Okay. It's song, S-O-N-G, best, V-E-S-T.com. So songbest.com/Karen White. And you can read all about the campaign, see my video, check out the packages. And like I said again, $5, any amount helps. And we've got some cool things to give you back for your contributions. And thank you so much, and God bless you guys. And let's get it. Let's seize the day.
All right, let's see. There you go. All right, Karen White again, everyone. Karen, thank you so much for being on with us. And for all of you, thank you all for tuning into this part of our program. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You'll be able to listen to the replay there. Again, thank you to Karen White and also our friends at Double Exposure for making this conversation possible. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to Conversations Live. Have a great one.